Jerry's son. Your name is Michael? Jerry. Okay, Jerry. Okay, of course. I have a son named Miguel too. Okay, Jerry. I just know that I need to minister to you. So just believe for God for a word. Let's all believe for God. Let's stretch your hands to Jerry. Father, I thank you for Jerry. Thank you for the call of God that's on his life. Thank you, Lord God, that you brought him with a purpose. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shabbat. Jerry, I see you in a gym lifting weights. I see you begin to lift weights, and as you do, I see muscles, and muscles begin. I see your chest begin to ripple out, and I see you as one who having strong muscles. God says he's given you a strong body and strong shoulders to carry heavy burdens and heavy things that I'm going to give you. Lord says you're going to be one who's going to be strong, and me says the Lord, one who's not going to shrink back. I see you as one who is spiritually strong. There's been a good foundation laid in your life, but God says he's going to begin to add to that. God says, I've called you to preach. I've called you to minister the word. I've called you to be strong in the faith, says God. I see you as a man of faith. A man of faith. I see faith. God's going to give you the gift of faith to believe for the impossible. And as you do, you're going to see things just almost just come into place because you are walking in that level of faith. People are going to look at your life and read the book, the story of your life, and say, that man, Jerry, was a man of faith. I see you walk into situations where it's almost like it was hopeless and people were waiting for something to happen, but it just didn't happen. But you came in and like those two streams came together and your faith was the spark plug that ignited those things for these things to begin to happen. I see the Lord saying that because you mix your faith, because you can believe where other people come short in their faith, you're going to add your faith to their faith to see things happen for there. And I see your heart is to be one for the people. It's like you are going to receive your reward. Yes, God is going to use you. God's going to bless you. But I see your heart being one for the people. You're going to come alongside people who are broken, who are waiting in it. And it's just like you being there, it's just you're like a catalyst. You're just going to make things happen. You're going to make things happen by your faith. And that's what's going to give you the greater joy, to see other people being blessed. And it's in that God is going to bless you, because God says you're not, I see no guile in you. I see a pure heart in you. A heart of love, a heart for the people, says God. You have a pastor's heart, one who can put his hands around people, who can believe in the people, one who's a great encourager, who can speak into the lives, who can lift them up. Where other people had no hope in them, you're going to be a source of hope to the people. Just by the fact that you put your hand around them, just speak into their lives, all of a sudden something's going to wake up in them. Someone believes me because I have given you the pastor's heart. You are going to be a pastor, maybe not of a church, not maybe traditionally, but you are going to be a pastor. You will pastor my people, says Lord, those that are lost, forgotten, on the fringe, those who have lost hope, because the hope of glory, Jesus Christ, lives in you. You are going to be a beacon of light and hope for others, because you are going to be a great man of faith, says the Lord.